Everybody.
What up, though?
Welcome to the Just Asking Podcast,
where we have weekly discussions about life,
relationships,
and current events. My name is Mark Askin.
My name is Kenye Askin.
And we are
Just Askin.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Episode 43.
Wow, 43 episodes.
How's it going?
Hi, everyone.
Hi. So we are here. It's Monday, 3 weeks in a row on time. Wow. Some things I just say just to get a reaction out of you. Like, I know you're going to either say something smart or give me a crazy look.
Nice.
All right. So our week was pretty straightforward. Nothing out of the normal. School spelling test. Kids got all of their words correct. And I was forced to get them Chick-fil-A, being that I do not eat any meat.
That was their treat.
Yeah, good treat. So I had I had some fries. But other than that, things are going well. This is week two of my
journey.
Yeah, of my journey. I am 100% completely vegan. And this is, again, something just to try, but it's not bad. I feel better. I feel great. I'm taking my supplements and, you know, supplementing protein in different ways. And but yeah, so if you're not following, well, I was going to say if you're not following us, but if you're not following our individual Instagram pages and things like that, you can, or you can follow Doable Eats, and you'll see like all of the foods and the meals that I'm preparing. And right. We actually grew a garden over the weekend. I actually grew a garden.
We'll see.
We'll see what.
You how everything turns out.
No.
We got the animals destroyed.
That's anything. The only thing that's going through my wife's mind.
I don't want to attract animals.
What plants? I said, babe, I'm going to grow some. I forgot what it was. I'm going to grow some. We need to look at what vegetables attract which animals to the house. Like that's the first thing she said. So nevertheless, that was a project over the weekend, which actually was a lot easier than I expected. So,
well, I have been reading my book. I finished the Issa Rae book, Awkward Black Girl. Mm-hmm. Now I'm on to A Taste of Power by Elaine Brown. And they had compared it to Malcolm X's autobiography or whatever. Mm-hmm. And right out the gate, yes, it's very good. It gives a lot of information, and I'm just like, it's like a page turner. Like, I just can't wait to see what's gonna happen next. So, that's great. what else? Oh, I got my ancient cosmetics in, mm-hmm. And
you talked about that a few.
Yeah, I had ordered like a lot of products from Black-owned companies, mm-hmm. And I got them all in. I was still waiting for the ancient cosmetics, and finally got them. And I've been using the blueberry and myrrh body oil so far, mm-hmm. And it's really good. It doesn't leave you like extremely greasy.
Right.
It's a good oil. It lasts, and the kids like it. I put it on their arms after they got out of the tub. I didn't want to put it on their whole body just in case they're allergic right. to something. But
it's all natural though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they liked it. I like the smell. And I'll let you guys know next time when I use the other two products that I bought.
Okay, cool. All right. Now, I ordered some, I think it's Evan Alexander, a few of their products, deodorant, a comb, a pick, and then some Black-owned toothpaste, mm-hmm. and mouthwash and things like that. But I haven't got it yet. But once it comes in, we'll go ahead and bring you up to speed. All right. So go ahead. Oh, I did order a bunch of clothes and t-shirts from World Vision. from
Detergent.
True Detergent came in. And then also, I think it's HGC or HCG Apparel, mm-hmm. the company that has...
Black by Popular.
Yeah, they were like one of my favorite brands. So yeah. I have a bunch of their items. But we did order the new one, or not the new one, but the...
It's been selling out every time they put it up.
Exactly. It was... What's the quote?
It's...
They love our culture, they don't love us.
Right.
Yeah, so we ordered those a while ago, but they were on back order. We finally got those. So... Yeah. I don't know if you guys remember, but we mentioned World Vision. I just talked about them. When we were in Louisiana, we went to a mall. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the name of the mall. To make a long story short, we passed this booth, this cart of kids selling t-shirts. We were like, oh, those shirts are dope. It was like a replica of like Jesus, but it was like in colorful, like mm-hmm. mosaic type of print. I was like, oh, that's dope. Fast forward, it's a black-owned company. We didn't know that while we were there. I noticed the shirts because they stuck out, but mm-hmm. I didn't get it. I wasn't paying any attention. Mm-hmm. Black-owned business. Kids started it in high school, two friends, mm-hmm. and I got served an ad on Instagram. So that came in. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Shopping and chilling. So let's go ahead and move over into our
clown of the week. Okay, so it's been a lot going on. A lot of people deserve this title, mm-hmm. but I picked one. If you want to know what the other ones were, it was the first one was Lil Wayne and 50 Cent disrespecting black women once again. The other was your president wanting the kids to go back to school, which is next month, and the cases in this country are rising every day. Mm-hmm. And he wants them to do that, but he thought it was important enough to get someone out of jail that was his friend.
His buddy, yeah.
Roger Stone. Wait.
So his reasoning for getting his buddy out of jail was because of the coronavirus.
Right.
It's too dangerous. Yeah, it's too dangerous for his. It's too dangerous for his buddy to be in jail with corona, but it's not dangerous enough to send the kids back to school.
Right.
What? Disclaimer: our kids, we've already decided to homeschool our kids.
I don't care what the school doing. I'm sure our state is run by someone that has sense.
Yeah, just
so I'm sure she is going to do right by the kids.
Right.
Hopefully.
Right.
But.
Whatever they do,
our they're kids staying at be home. Here.
So, all right, time in.
Okay, so the person that won, you may wonder why, August Alsina. And it's not for what you think. It's
right.
not because of his entanglement with Jada. Mm-hmm. But I didn't like how he came at Keke Palmer.
Right.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'll give you
the rundown.
Yeah.
The breakdown.
All right. So Keke Palmer was talking to a random person on Instagram. Somebody screenshotted her into a picture with her and August Alsina and mm-hmm. was like, is this you, sis? But the picture was like literally almost 10 years old.
Right.
And Keke Palmer said, yes, girl, August was never my man. Laugh out loud. That's why you're still reaching to this day to figure out nothing. And I mean, she kind of came a little harsh,
right?
No. But it was towards the person that
was reaching,
sent her the photo.
Right.
Why? I have no idea.
Because August.
Because they had to search pretty deep to get the photo. It was from years ago.
Right.
So August Alsina took it upon himself to respond to Keke, thinking that she was talking to him.
Right.
And he said, you absolutely right. I was never your man. You could possibly never, shorty. It seems you mad you got curved, but your friends are the reason for that. They showed me an endless thread of text/pics of me that you sent, worried about who I date, and begged me to not further disturb your mental instability. So, I mean, he came pretty hard mm-hmm. for...
No reason.
Something that, I mean, she didn't even say anything about you bad. She was talking to the person. But he, you know, he's a little in his feelings right now.
What's the quote? Hit dogs holler. Is that what it's like?
Right.
Bro, it ain't that serious.
And the people that saw it, they responded to him like, you need to direct your energy towards the person that you're really mad at. It was like, you really want to tell this to Jada, but you've taken it out on Kiki.
Which moves us to our
viral minute.
Viral minute. My left stroke just went viral. All right, so unless you've been under a rock, August Alsina has been very active on social media and across the media. Mm-hmm. He had an interview with Angela Yee, and I don't quite know why and how the conversation came up, but he stated that him and Jada Pinkett Smith were in a relationship. Immediately, the internet went crazy. Mm-hmm. And you know how we do. We take sides. He lying. Well, what he got to lie for? You know, and that's kind of how it happened for a few days until Will and Jada decided to go on their Facebook Watch
TV show. Yeah, it was dying down.
Right. Red Table Talk.
Right.
And from there, full disclaimer, we didn't watch the whole interview.
Right.
But there are some things that was floating around the internet that
caught our eye.
Yeah, it was a little much to digest. But for this week's viral minute, well, we have a clip, right?
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
We decided we were going to take our space, and what happened?
Yeah, and then I got into an entanglement with August. An entanglement with August. An entanglement with August. An entanglement. An entanglement. An entanglement with August. An entanglement with August. An entanglement with August. An entanglement. An entanglement. An entanglement with August.
I'm gonna get you back first, and then
you gonna get me back. I think you've got me back. I think you've.
Yeah, so I think we're good on they're that. Not gonna let them live this down. Anytime soon.
Yeah, there's a million memes.
Right. It was kind of dying down. So for her to like bring it back into the forefront of the media was.
They had to speak their piece because.
I don't think so. They could have just let people think whatever.
And they've been speculating about them for years.
Right.
So.
I mean, I didn't care either way.
I think they did it. And this is what we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. I think they clearly wanted to. Clear August because they really like I don't want to say have feelings, not in a romantic way, but they genuinely like this guy. Mm-hmm. So they don't want him because he's telling the truth
receive a lot of backlash and he's trying to, you know, move forward.
Yeah, and they don't want him to revert to whatever it was she helped him get out of. But what
she sure did help him, but right?
What I'm saying is that I think they wanted to just basically clear his name. Like, he not lying. That did happen, but here's our side of the story. And I think that's what it was. They just wanted to speak their piece. They probably never talk about it again. I don't think they did it because they owed nobody nothing. They just didn't want people to think that he was a liar or paint him out to be a bad guy when he was actually telling the truth. Because who would believe him? Over the Smiths, you know what I'm saying? So they're like, we can't let him take this. It's like, you know, we're not gonna let him take the fall for this.
I guess.
That was just my honest opinion.
Although it was very entertaining, the memes are hilarious. It's just like I don't care.
Yeah,
it's just so much going on right now. That's like, I mean, but it was entertaining. We gotta laugh sometimes, I guess.
It was a good distraction from the chaos that is surrounding us. So, and we need that.
Yeah. Because a lot of people have like a lot of think pieces and what the like trying to break it down. And
nobody got time
I don't
that.
Care. Yeah. Let them people live their life how they want to live it. That's them.
Right. So the name of this episode will be called Entanglement. No, I'm joking. I'm sure every podcast episode this week is going to be called Entanglement.
Ooh, that is funny.
All right. For this week's Voice of Reason, it comes from Yusef Abdul Kadir. Director of the Civil Liberties Union of the New York chapter. We have a clip of him making it plain and simple to Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh on defunding the police. Here it is.
What percent of the police live in the city?
5% or so.
5%, so 95% don't live in the city.
Yes,
so when you say that the vast majority of the percentage goes towards salaries, etc.,
yes,
fringe benefits, that means that they take their money on 81, go to outside the city, pay taxes in those communities that have some of the best schools while we have an underfunded school district.
$60 million up.
So I just want to put into context what we're talking about, because it's really easy to say, Mayor, and with all due respect, I like you, but that was a very politician answer.
What specifically?
The we will consider and we will look. What we're saying is we're not interested in considering and looking. What we're saying is actually there's $50 million, commit to $20 million cut. Because we're sending money as the mayor of Syracuse. When you don't have a tax base, you're sending money out of Syracuse, and not just for 30 years, for the rest of their life. Because their pensions, their health insurance, their family. So we are funding for other people's communities to have the promise of the American dream while we are denying it in our community. That's the context that you as the mayor have to look at this under. So when we talk about renegotiating union contract, what we're saying is you can't play around with maybe we will. No, y'all got to go, because you don't provide a service that is beneficial to the community, that is meaningful to the community. The services that you provide criminalize our community, impoverish our community, reallocate resources to suburbs. We are actually funding the suburbs, both in our police departments and in our schools. And to be clear, it's not just the fact of like the percentage of people. We're also funding what race of people on the police force. The percentage of race of teachers as well, superintendent, board president. So we want to put in context, because it's not just a class issue, it's a race issue. We're telling black and brown people and poor people, you don't matter. The devil's in the data and in the details. Mayor, respectfully, it is not acceptable for us to be here considering.
This is very important, because like he literally broke it down and showed people why defunding the police is not like this horrible thing, or what people are trying to make it seem. I've also seen like a ad from the Trump administration, how they're trying to portray what the defund the police is. They basically have like a 911 call and someone's calling about like a murder or something, and there's no one there. They have to leave a message. Right. That is not what defund the police means. Right. What we want to do is take it and put it into mental health or different things that
into the
build
community.
Your
right.
community. There's no reason for 90% of your funding to go to police.
Right. And I think people also equate defunding the police to
dismantling it or getting rid of them, or
yeah, like
that's all about
false.
Funding. All about funding.
Yeah. All right. So, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go ahead and move over into our music segment.
Over the weekend, I listened to Summer Walker's EP, mm-hmm. Life on Earth. It's good. I mean, it sounds, you know, similar to songs
Everything.
That she has. But they're good. None of them really stuck out to me as like, oh, this is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty good.
Huh.
She's a good, I mean, I think she writes most of her things, and she's a good writer, period.
All right.
I also listened to, I remember you talking about JoJo months back.
Right.
So it suggested it after I listened to Summer Walker. So I clicked on it, listened to it. I was trying to drown out the noise from outside. It was a wedding going on in our backyard.
That's what we should have talked about during during the recap.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it.
Sorry, guys. We're going to have to do a pause for the calls. Our neighbors had a wedding. They had a wedding reception in the backyard of mm-hmm. our home. And
it was
it's
nice.
Hard to explain how our backyards are set up, but they
we
had a
have
tent.
A lot of land in
yeah,
the back,
exactly.
our backyard.
And our houses are back to back. So mm-hmm. we don't share a backyard, but once ours in, their backyard starts.
Right.
So make a long story short, they were literally at a club.
Right.
First of all, nobody wore masks.
Well, at first they were. It seemed like they was trying to be, you know,
a
cautious.
A handful of people. I counted because I was building the garden.
Yeah, I think they got hot and just took them off, because some of them, it was still like on one ear, and then they dangling. Just put them in their purse.
By the end of the night, about halfway away. Through, nobody had a mask on. No, and it was a good none. 50 to 60 people.
Even some of our other neighbors, like, I saw them go over there, and I'm like, I would give them a car, but I'm not, definitely not going over there right now.
And here's the thing. They partied to at least 2 a.m.
No joking.
And I know we old. Maybe we old, because we was complaining and fussing.
How are we old?
Because, I mean,
We're not old.
You know, our neighbors are.
We may have an older mindset.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm referencing. But we was upset. Like, this is ridiculous.
Definitely old souls.
This is just ridiculous.
No, I gave them the benefit of the doubt till 12 o'clock. After that, I said, "Now you're being ridiculous."
No, it's
because
it was almost.
For a minute, they turned it down to where only they could really hear it.
And they
but then, like, I guess one of their joints came on, and they just turned it up extremely loud. And I'm just like, are they serious? They also had a DJ screaming on the mic.
On the mic. And here's the thing.
Cussing, and I'm just like, oh my God.
They love Jeezy.
Mind you, these people are new neighbors.
Yeah, they are kind of new.
But they seem cool.
So, congratulations. But, shout out to y'all.
Yeah, I'm only going to give them that one pass.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I generally cut the grass on the weekend. They stopped me last weekend and was like, "Hey, just want to let you know we're having our reception next week. And,
Just giving you a heads up.
You know, we're going to be... You know, party.
So was nice.
It was nice. And I was like, that's cool. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, you know, it'll be over by at least midnight. I'm surprised nobody called the police.
Yeah, because although we're predominantly black, it's a pretty quiet neighborhood.
Oh, it ain't no pretty. It's very quiet.
Never hear anything. Like, nothing. It's just silent, which is nice.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Time in. So, we talked about Summer Walker, and then you wanted to talk about
JoJo.
JoJo. We talked about JoJo.
So, I listened to her. I didn't finish.
Go ahead.
But I listened to her album, and it's pretty good. And it's this one song. Oh my goodness, I love it. It's called Gold, and the album is called Good to Know.
Yep.
Just so you know.
All right.
But yeah, we definitely have to play a clip of Gold.
All right, here it is, JoJo, Gold. All right, so do you have any more music? It was a good week for music.
Oh, I also was just scrolling on Instagram, and it was this song that was playing on one of the clips that I was watching, and I loved the song.
We Shazammed it.
Yeah.
And it was by a new, I guess I don't want to say a new artist, but it was
I don't know.
Yeah.
Her name is Adeline,
uh-huh.
And the song is called Twilight.
You want to play a clip?
Yes.
All right, here it is. Adeline, Twilight. So she gives me Lettucey vibes.
Yes, because I thought it was her.
You were playing it in the bed.
And we were trying to guess who it was.
Lettucey?
I say, yeah, it's definitely Lettucey.
I'm definitely a fan of Lettucey.
It sounds exactly like her.
And she don't sound like she would sound like that, if that makes any sense. But, all right, yeah, Adeline, Twilight. Anything else you want to talk about her?
You can.
Go ahead, your girl.
Are you going to talk about her? Because...
Go ahead, babe.
I was the one that found the song.
My wife don't listen to no new music.
Go ahead.
I find it all and she take all the credit. Go ahead, babe.
He's the type of person that needs credit for
go
his things.
Ahead. So That's your love language.
No,
go ahead.
No, it's not.
Go ahead.
Not at all.
So, so her got a new song called Do To Me. It's a bop.
Yeah.
It's super dope. And, you know, we are big fans of her. We went to actually go see her in Columbus. And she dope, but she generally don't come out with up-tempos. But recently, like the one with YG and a couple other songs, she been coming out with some up-tempos.
Yeah, that's all she needs. Like, I mean, her albums are good on its own.
Oh, phenomenal.
But if you mix in some of these, like, it would be even more fire.
That do to me. It sound like Missy Elliott is in the background screaming.
Fire!
You know how she normally do. But it has a like a reggaeton type of beat to it. Mm-hmm. So check it out. Her do to me. We have a lot of clips, so we're not gonna just play every song. You wanna play it?
Yes.
All right, here it is, her do to me.
Me, you won't leave me long. No. Cause all the things you do to me, do to me.
All right, so it was a busy work week for me. Had a couple projects and deadlines that I needed to get through. So during that time, generally I'll just listen to music that, you know, gets me through the day. And I discovered, and I'm sure we probably talked about it before, and my brother always say, man, you got to talk about some rap. but we had a decent discussion about Freddie Gibbs. Now, I don't know where he came from or where he's from. I know at one point he had a deal with Jeezy a long time ago. I don't know what that situation is. He got dropped or he left. But he's been putting out albums, and I've been listening to the Freddie album, and that's 2018. That's like right now. I probably listen to that album every day. He came out with an album with Madlib earlier this year, if I'm not mistaken, and it's called Bandana, which is fire from start to finish as well. So if you are a rap fan, I may be late to the party, but Freddie Gibbs is nice. All right, let me get that out the way. Shout out to my big brother, Juggy. All right, so Snow Allegra came out with a new song as well, and we always talk about Snow. Very eclectic, kind of slow, but this up-tempo is fire. It's called Dying to Love, and I want to play a clip. Here it is. All right, Tory Lanez came out with a new project or a new single. We don't have to play it, but I'm a Tory Lanez fan. Check that out. Let's see here. So Masego, we talk about Masego a lot, saxophone player, dope artist. He is featured on a song with an artist called Sanid Harnett, I believe her name is. It's also featuring Van Jess, but the production on it is dope. And Masego is like rapping more or less. He's not singing. But I also want to play a clip of it. So the name of the artist is called Sanid Harnett. I'm probably pronouncing it incorrectly, but it's featuring Masego and Van Jess. Here it is.
I can see the signs. Something isn't right. Before you even try to tell a lie, remember I know every side, each side of you. Every step we take in every circle we go round only leads us to another route. But you know I still keep you sticking with you.
All right, and the name of the song is Stickin', S-T-I-C-K-I-N. All right, I have a bunch more new music I can talk about, but we're going to cut it short. That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess.
Let's go ahead and move over into our shows and movies.
It's showtime. Showtime.
All right, we were really heavy with the music. This week, the shows are really light. We only have two that we watched. I finished the first season of David Makes Man. Mm-hmm.
That's the only season though, right?
So far.
Okay.
It came on last year. And to me, it's a great coming of age type of story. Watching it is like heartbreaking, like to see how other people live here in the United States.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't think, because, you know, people have this perception of the U.S. being like this
land of opportunities and the free,
the rich and whatever. But a lot of people have it really bad here.
Yeah.
And
it highlights that, but I also like how it, you know, shows community and, you know, family and things like that.
Even though they live in unfortunate circumstances, they still find joy.
They make the best of what it is.
What they have.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it pushes them to want to, well, some of them, to want to do better.
Yep, be better. Yep.
So
David Makes Man is on, it comes on OWN.
Right.
Correct? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I watch it on Philo, and I just love the show, and I hope they continue with it.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. We did catch up on
The Shy.
We purposefully left out The Shy last week. Just because it's becoming a little much.
Like,
We don't have to go into detail.
Well, I just wanted to say, to me, it's getting away from how the show was originally
presented.
Right. And also the characters that it was centered around, because they had to get rid of...
They had to adjust. They had to pivot because...
What's his name on the show? Is it Jason?
Yeah.
They had to get rid of him. I didn't know if that was his real name or...
Yeah, his real name is Jason. I mean, his name on the show is Jason.
And they had to get rid of him because he was allegedly sexually harassing people.
Allegedly.
I said that.
I know.
So, I understand that. But he was our favorite character.
Yeah, he was one of them. And I like how
they... And Jerrica.
Right. And I... Oh, Jerrica. I just realized. Yeah,
she was one of my favorite characters, too.
I thought they... Like, they... I know we can't... if we were show writers, they could have kept her, had her grieving. Like, you know,
But she left, so...
Yeah, she left.
There was no...
ain't nothing we can do about that.
Yeah.
I was... So far, I like the
main characters.
I like the basis of season 3. I don't want to spoil it if no one is no one is up to speed or haven't watched season 3.
Right.
But I like what they're bringing light to.
Yes.
In
trafficking.
In that aspect. Right. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I do wish that they would have brought closure to the Jason death.
Right.
Like episode
better,
one
in a better way.
And we're not, this is not spoiler because everybody know they was gonna kill him off.
Mm-hmm.
So episode one of season 3, they just showed the funeral. That was it. They didn't talk about why.
I felt like they could have did a better job. Even though he's off the show, whatever the case, you could have still did it in a better way.
Maybe they're gonna tie it in some type of way. Like just to kind of close that gap.
And then there also must have been issues with the Reggie character.
Because out of nowhere,
he gone too.
Well, it ain't out of nowhere. He died last season. So we knew he got shot up.
See, I don't recall that.
Yeah, with the motorcycle game. That's why Luke James, is that his name? Luke James in real life?
Yeah.
He came and said his introduction, I guess we're going to spoil it, but his introduction was killing the guy. He said, that's for...
Reggie.
Yeah, you know, that's for letting
his brother.
His brother, whatever. So they knew who did it, but they didn't know who actually orchestrated that hit.
Yeah. I mean, they've had some
questionable
some jaw dropping
situations.
Things.
Yeah. It's a little much. And
I'm all for people loving who they want to love, like,
but
that I have no problem with
but
that.
But it was a little out the blue because it's not, it has nothing to do with the storyline.
Well, the one mom, yes, it does.
Who are you talking about?
The main character.
You talking
now,
about Lattimore, Jacob Lattimore, mom?
No, the one that's in a relationship with the woman.
Oh, yeah, the little boy.
And if you want to know what I'm referring to the...
I thought we already talked about that. Episode 1. Yeah.
Kyle, and this is our first time talking about it.
Oh, I thought we just skipped episode, talk about episode two. I thought we talked about episode one.
No.
Oh, well, we
haven't talked about it at all.
Oh, well, we got a lot to talk about.
The honeymoon scene. That's what I'm referring to.
Oh, definitely.
That, like, nope. My eyes were, like, literally out of the sockets.
Yeah, like a cartoon kid.
Like, I couldn't believe they showed
that. I wasn't expecting that.
Woo!
Okay, it's too much. There's a lot going on. So, Wajid get caught up, because we're probably going to have some spoilers in the next couple weeks.
That's all we have for shows.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and... well, here's the thing. We don't have a Just Asking question this week.
Yeah, we wanted to make this episode lighter.
A little light.
We've been a little much lately.
We.
Well, me. In particular. Because the things that I care about that I like can be a little much for people, which is, I don't understand it, but whatever. We want to make this enjoyable for everyone. So
this week we're going to play a game.
Right.
And if you guys are longtime listeners, we did a game many episodes back when we did This or That.
And it was a little much because we did way too many.
We did like 100 questions. It was fun,
but it was too much.
All right.
So we're going to try to keep it short and sweet, but answer some more questions.
Right. And these are not This or That questions. They're more like, would you rather, and or what do you call it? Most likely to.
Yeah. Between the two of us. They're basically to have fun and allow you guys to get to know
if
us
you
a
don't
little
know,
better.
But now you know.
Yeah.
All right, so are you going to read the questions, or you want me to?
We'll take turns. We can go back and forth.
Because we don't have to read them in order and or all of them. We can just pick, like, you pick one, and then I'll pick one.
Okay.
Go ahead, you start.
Who is most likely to forget an anniversary?
You.
I guess so.
So how are we going
to
answer
this? To me, you're like...
I think you've
actually... We have to agree.
Yeah, you've actually forgot some things. Like, I'll be right back. I'll be like, where you going? I'll be right back.
And I got in an accident.
And you got to go get a car for Valentine's Day. Because it's literally...
Remember that one time?
Yeah.
And I got in a car accident. Well, and it wasn't my fault, though.
Well, but if you would have...
Okay. No, it's your turn, though.
All right. So, who is most likely to cook a romantic dinner?
You.
Bingo.
I don't like to cook.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Who is most likely to buy the other person a gift that they hate?
Probably me. Because it's so hard to buy stuff for you. So I just get what I want to get you.
I mean, I give good gifts.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
This is funny.
And we're skipping, like, there's like 150 of them. We're not gonna obviously run through them all.
Who is most likely to forget why they walked into a room?
You. Duh.
Yeah. I do stuff like that all the time.
Literally.
Yeah.
Why did I come downstairs again? Why did I lay in the bed again?
Whatever.
To go to sleep?
Whatever.
All right. Who is, well, we all know the answer to this. Who's most likely to fall asleep during a movie?
We all know me.
My wife can't stay up for nothing. Unless it's a show that she really want to watch.
These literally seem like they all pertain to me.
Who is most likely... Oh, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Who is most likely to be the best at math?
I knew you was going to pick that question. Now, because we're on the record, I'm going to say my wife.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not no dummy. I'm just saying, like,
I'm the one that does all the homework.
You do,
so.
But when y'all can't get something, y'all ask me. Y'all say, "Babe,
we Google it.
How would you do that?" And I say, "You just do that to that." Oh, I didn't think of it that way. My mind is a little different. That's it. It ain't. I'm not saying if I'm a smarter person, because women are smarter. We know that. All right, next. Who is most likely to curse in front of a child? Did you know I was going to pick that one? What?
Me. All yours is me, of course.
All right, your turn.
like everyone. This is crazy.
So you're trying to not pick questions that pertain to you. See, that's how I knew this game. This game is fixed. My wife is only picking questions that it will be me. We should just read them in order. Because you're cheating.
Okay. They're all going to be me. So what is the fun in that?
Who is most likely to twerk on the dance floor?
Not me. I don't do that.
By dance floor, you mean
if you
upstairs?
Say dance, I don't twerk.
Well, I don't know about dance floor. Baby, you got to be hypothetical. You too deep, literally. what's the definition of a dance
floor?
Well,
it said twerk. I don't twerk.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you were twerking last night.
Really?
Are you serious right now?
In what universe was I doing that?
Go to the next question. Is it my turn? Who is most likely to cry over a sad movie?
Me. Like, I could cry at almost about everything.
My wife can cry at a sad post on Instagram.
Anything sad, like, forget about it.
All right. Who is most likely to quit their job on impulse?
Really?
What?
Me.
Who is most likely to get up on stage and sing karaoke?
You, probably.
See?
Because I'm a little more
reserved.
Yeah.
AKA shy.
I'm not shy. I'm just reserved.
Look at number 17.
Don't do that one.
All right.
Who is more most likely to become the president? I would say probably you. If we were going off of who's smarter.
Well, you is more than
to
just,
me, you're more likable.
It's a lot more than about being smart.
You have to be like politically correct, and I'm not. So
Who is most likely to move to another country? You.
Definitely me. I want to go now. So
alright, so who is most likely to stay in bed all day?
What number is it?
27. I'm just going in order.
No, you're not.
I'm skipping who is most likely to smoke. We all know that's you.
Wow.
What? I've never smoked before in my life.
So the one period that I...
It was a period. It was like a one day.
The one period. Before I knew you. You didn't even know.
I'm just saying.
You wouldn't have known had I not told you.
Babe.
And it wasn't cigarettes.
Oh, we know.
Weed.
All right. Who is most likely to complain? Well, no, we can't.
Who is most likely to spend an hour in the bathroom?
You.
I do take a long time to get ready.
Who is the most likely to order the cheapest item on the menu?
Probably me.
And yet,
I'm like always mindful. Not because, I don't know. It's because like when we all go out, it can get really expensive. So I'm like,
I'll just have.
Yeah.
Even when it's our anniversary and it's just us, you do the same thing. I'm like, babe, get the...
Okay, then I'll get...
add the bacon.
Oh, whatever.
Or sometimes you know you're going to order extra stuff, so you try to get something cheaper.
Boy, bye.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Bye.
Exactly. All right.
Who is most likely to take a photo of everything?
Me.
Definitely.
Like,
it's cool, like, every now and then.
Here's
but
the thing.
To take a picture of literally everything that we do is, I can't. It's annoying.
If it was, so it's annoying in the
because
moment.
Because it's like, we, I don't know.
Here's the thing.
I'm just that type of person, like, we do not have to take a picture of literally everything that we do.
So here's the thing.
I don't like to take pictures, so.
It's annoying in the moment, I agree. Because sometimes it's, like, I don't want to take a picture. But in hindsight, when we go back and look, babe, show me the photos from the San Francisco trip. Show me the photos from, so
well,
we,
I have pictures from that too.
Barely.
Yes, I do.
If it wasn't for me taking pictures all the time, we would have literally no documentation of our life, kids, or anything. So, thank you. That probably should have been the question. Who should you thank for taking the
No. Who is the most... Or it's your turn, right?
I mean, it's been your turn for the longest. Whatever. Who is most likely to save a stranger's life? That's a good one. And I'm going to say me.
I would say you too. Like, I would want to, but I'm the type of person that freezes.
Yeah.
We've been in situations like that with our kids, like choking and stuff, and I literally throw them to him.
I'd be like, babe, go get
him.
I can't
do anything. Like, I just sit there. And then one day, I don't know if we've ever talked about this.
You probably did.
But Ethan had, like, a situation where he stopped breathing. He held his breath. Period. Mark wasn't here. And I had to have Cameron do it because I couldn't, like, function. I'm trying to, like, hold him and, like, I'm screaming. I'm like, Cam, just call 911. And he was like, I don't know. Like, he froze too, so I had to, like,
I literally went in the same.
It was a literal nightmare. I finally got to call them, and, like, they were asking me basic questions, and I could almost not answer them because I was like, because I literally freeze. Like, I can't talk. I can't. I'm one of those people, so. Whew. Thank God he's still.
Right. Goodness,
okay.
All right.
Sorry.
Who's most likely to have a foot fetish? We can skip the second section.
My turn.
Oh, sorry.
Let's see. Who is most likely to buy useless stuff?
That may be a tie.
No, because I buy things that I'm really going to use.
You think you're gonna use them?
Yes. Anything that I buy, I use.
Oh, so it's just the stuff that you want me to buy for you that you don't use.
One, like, he can't get over these. He can't get over these fur.
What?
Leg warmers that I.
My wife begged me. I had to take out a second mortgage to get those
Whatever.
Leg warmers.
That was cheap. And he would not leave it. I mean, he brings it up every time.
It never
every
fails.
Every time I want something and I ask him to buy it, he bring up the leg warmers.
They still in the plastics.
One thing.
Babe, that's a lot of stuff.
One thing.
It's a lot of stuff.
I cannot. And mind you, he uses nothing that I buy him. And I never bring
that's
it up.
That's not true.
I never bring. If I tell you how many watches I bought him that he does not wear.
First of all, I wore all the watches that she got me for a long period of time until the Apple Watch came out. So that's not a true statement.
So that's rude.
I don't wear mechanical
bands.
Watches anymore.
Don't wear them. You don't even know where it is.
You talking about
like,
what?
Bands.
What's bands?
To your watches.
To my Apple Watch?
Yeah.
I have those. They're all in Azure.
You don't know where it is.
She just talking. I'm
going to
let her keep talking. Wear them?
Nope.
You talking about the one banana? First of all. See? You see how my wife do it? I can go down the list of books that I didn't bought. She didn't say she wanted.
And I read them. I have so many books. I have to prioritize which one I'm going to read next.
I literally buy my wife and books
every
week.
So what are you talking about?
I have a list too. Okay, we're not going to go down it.
Who is most likely to sing along to a pop song on the radio?
Both.
Yeah.
Both is an option, right?
Probably more likely me, but... Who is most likely to take a nap in the middle of the day? Not me.
Yeah, I'd probably say.
I might just fall asleep, but I'm not most likely. I would say.
Falling asleep is the definition of taking a nap.
No, but I don't say like, oh, I'm going to go take a nap. Because it's hard for me to go to sleep once I'm up. Unless it's nighttime.
Or are you on the couch?
Who is most likely to have a weird phobia?
You.
Yeah.
Who? I got one. Who is most likely to miss their flight?
You.
Why do you say that so hard?
Because when we went to Atlanta, on our way home from Atlanta, I kept telling him, I said, Atlanta's airport is a little, you know, more difficult to get through than, you know, our own. So we might want to get there a couple hours early. You always want to get there 3 hours early and we just sitting there with the kids trying to keep them quiet, blah, blah, blah.
This is what happened. We did leave early. We left early for Atlanta. But when I put the airport
When
I put the airport into the GPS, remember it was dark. It took me to the wrong airport. And it was, we drove like 30 to 35 minutes and it was into like a private airport. Goodness.
And it was traffic on the way to the airport that we needed to get to. Yeah. Literally. It was starting to,
and we did leave early that day.
We had
that.
To run like in the movies. I forgot that one movie, the Christmas movie.
Home Alone?
Yeah. How they ran. Like we were literally all of us running. I'm pushing the stroller with the kids, like running. Mark got all the luggage. And he almost missed the flight completely because we had like food in the bag or something and they had to check it. Any other airport, they didn't have a problem, but.
I don't remember. Oh, you're talking about the snacks and stuff. Yes. Yeah, it was a disaster.
I said all that to say we almost missed our flight. Literally, they were closing the door and we were just walking up.
The door was closed. They had to open it to let us in.
I was so furious. I was sweating like a dog. I was so mad.
All right, who are you? I got a few more. You have any more? Who is most likely to get in a fight?
Me. Who is, this is a good one. Who is most likely to act like they're drunk when they're still sober?
Me, because I don't drink.
But he's like so silly that people think that he's drunk.
To this day.
We had people ask us that before.
Like, is he drinking? Like, is he drunk?
And I'm like, no, he's just silly. I didn't get how that made them think he was drunk because he just... He's just the type of person that try to make people laugh.
I guess. It failed that day. All right. All right. Who is most likely to get arrested? What? Why are you looking like that? Because she knows you?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Who is most likely to lose their phone?
Me.
I'm randomly reading these off of Google.
I think now that probably wouldn't be the case.
Because there's always in your hand.
Because I put it in my purse or in my back pocket.
My wife would lose any and everything if she could.
Really?
What? Oh my goodness, where are my glasses? they on my head.
Oh my goodness.
You remember that time you lost your identity? That's an inside joke.
Yeah, we're not gonna get into.
My wife thought she lost her social security card in Chicago. We literally.
Then you might be like, "Why do you have that?"
I don't even know why.
I had
it
in my wallet for some reason. I think I needed it for something else, and I just never took it back out.
We spent
never do that.
We spent an entire day,
and it was under the seat.
We literally spent the entire day looking for this thing at malls. We went into every
like,
store.
I was literally crying. Like, somebody's going to open all this stuff in my...
That's my wife, y'all.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
He's asking. All right. Did you have any more? Because I'm pretty sure...
these are like off-the-wall ones. You looked at this one? It's an off-the-limit questions.
Go ahead.
Who is most likely to laugh during a funeral?
That's not funny, but probably you.
It will probably be my fault. Nothing to do with what's going on.
It will probably be my fault though if you laugh. So I would take I'll take blame for that.
It wouldn't even be the person or what's going on. It's just like he might say, "Look at this," or
somebody may be singing, and I go,
I'm the type of person I can't stop laughing like.
All it takes for my wife to start laughing is for me to go like this.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. Who is most likely to fart in front of their spouse?
You. You do it nonstop.
Now, I'm not going to put you out because we...
Wow.
But every...
You fart all day and you think it's funny.
Every fart is not an accident, babe. I just want to put that out there.
Wow.
That slipped. Sorry.
Wow.
That was an accident.
You are so
I just had my shoe. Dang. I didn't know. Goodness. I just opened my purse. Good day. I was just putting on my scarf. It slipped.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Who is most likely to get bullied? And this could be like at work.
I don't know. It could be a toss.
I would say you.
I wouldn't classify it as being bullied, but I would probably say you as well. Because you hold it in. So you'll take it and then you call me and be Tupac. I can't.
Then
you be right back at work.
No. It's because like I'm usually the only black person. I'm usually always the only black person, and I don't want to be labeled the angry black woman.
Am I not most likely always the only black person as well? So, but you know, some things
I let things build up, and then once I explode,
but you never let it get to the explode part.
And don't
say that, because last time we had to set the record straight. Like I said, explode, but I didn't mean.
I did go off on her.
All right, so that's it, guys. this episode's a little different.
Hopefully, you had fun getting to know us a little better. I'm always the bad guy.
We always are like super deep and like on our TI when we on the podcast. But this is generally,
this is like how we are in real life.
This is most of our life.
Yeah.
We only get super deep when we prepping for the podcast. I mean, we have good conversations. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying like we are generally just silly.
This game fits our personality to a T. Anyway.
All right. Y'all let us know what y'all think. If y'all had questions that y'all want us to answer, y'all can always shoot us an email. Our email address is
justaskingpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can follow us on Instagram. It is justaskingpodcast on the gram. Again, thank you guys for your support. Like, listen, and subscribe on whatever platform you guys are listening to us on.
Thank you once again. Hope you come back next week.
My name is Mark.
My name is Kenye.
And we are
out.